Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
From the Journal of Professor Cecil B. Heimerdinger. A short story from League of Legends. Read to you by Prestige Edition. Date: 10:14. Time: 9:15.
Current meteorological conditions in Bandle City seem optimal. Atmospheric pressure is ideal for today's experiments. Running a fifth trial for my Tritiminium ovulator this afternoon. Some fine-tuning is required. Singed my mustache. Need to adjust the energy throughput.
Time: 1600 hours.
Tritiminium ovulator is still not maintaining intended proper energy efficiency. Necessary to run more numbers. In the meantime, I have found something else that's very intriguing. While returning home after today's tests, I passed a gaggle of young yordles throwing a spherical projectile at each other. It's a simple enough concept. Throw the object at someone, catch it, throw it at another yordle, repeat. But yordle miscalculations result in several errors. They throw with inconsistent accuracy and force, and the ball, as they refer to it, is frequently dropped. There are many ways for this process to be improved. According to my calculations, and after collecting data from the participants, if the pitching was consistent in both speed and arc, there would be a 44.57% increase to fun. I need to ponder this for the evening.
Date: 10:15. Time: 5:20.
Eureka! I've devised a solution. I've invented an automated ball pitcher, current name H-28G. It employs a consistent speed and trajectory, ensuring that the recipient will always be able to catch the ball. It redirects itself to the nearest yordle, if there is more than one in the vicinity, ensuring everyone has a turn. I'll take it to the young yordles today and demonstrate my invention. Also, spilled toxic acid on my shoes this morning. Bothersome.
Time: 10:30.
Tested the automated pitcher today. It did not go as planned. The young ones were excited enough about my invention, but when the machine was turned on, it was far too powerful. Even at its lowest setting, it completely knocked a yordle off his feet. Clearly, I overestimated the velocity behind their throws. I'll return soon to make adjustments. But my priority for now is the Tritiminium ovulator. I must fix its complications before lunch. Once it's in good shape, I'll need to test it somewhere else. Bandle City is proving insufficient for field research.
Date: 10:16. Time: 15:55.
Apparently, there's a giant in town. A highly annoying anomaly. The noise outside is disturbing my research. Must check fish tank today. They've been strangely quiet.
Date: 10:17. Time: 10:40.
I have heard that many yordles have been injured due to the giant-related disturbance. If this doesn't stop soon, intervention will be necessary. I hope H-28G is still intact. I would lose a lot of time if it has to be rebuilt.
Time: 16:30.
Everything is quiet again. It seems that the giant came to his senses and ran off. I need to gather H-28G tomorrow, once I've finished with more pressing matters. I've almost perfected the Tritiminium ovulator!
Date: 10:18. Time: 8:30.
Today has been quite eventful already. I was surprised by a knock at my door. It seemed the entire city was standing in front of my house. Normally, when a crowd has gathered, it's because they have some petty grievance about my work. But this time, they were celebrating. Astonishingly, it seems one of the young Yordles took advantage of the H-28G prototype I had left behind amidst the giant tomfoolery. He proved to be innovative and repurposed the invention into a makeshift turret. It's powerful enough to scare off a giant. Imagine that! What an ingenious little fellow! I wish I could employ his like-minded encephalon in the near future. I have big plans, and his assistance could be valuable. But he'd have to leave Bandle City. The scope of my plans necessitates a more expansive testing ground. Rune Terra should suffice.
Thanks for listening. All credit for these stories goes to Riot Games and League of Legends. Full details can be found in the video description. If you enjoyed this production, please hit like and subscribe. There's a lot more coming.